The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning. It's a Monday. I would say good morning. It's not good in the markets for a lot of people. It's a bit of a down day. I'm joined by the crypto queen, Nick. You're right, Nick. Nick trades.
Hello, yeah, not a good day. But you know, like we said on Friday, I think we're really close to a low in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, I find though, you can tell us the level, sorry, I interrupted you. What I find though is when you're having a down day, or there's a down day surrounding something, then everyone seems to push out negative news. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
You never see any good news on, like, for example, today it's like Lloyds Bank are banning cryptocurrencies. You can't buy them with credit cards. I don't know how you do that anyway. So,
You could. Well, there are some dodgy exchanges where you could use your credit card to buy bitcoins. And so I don't know how they're going to do it. They must just keep a list of them. People will get around it. You know, in a way, though, people really shouldn't be buying Bitcoins on credit, to be honest. I don't think so.
No.
I think it's a bit too volatile.
Well, exactly. You can't. So that's the reason why
really
Lloyd's done
this.
Yeah.
I don't really see it as a bad thing for crypto. And if you have a bank balance, then you can use it. What I don't like is banks telling us how to spend our money. So, you know, the liberal in me is a bit offended, but otherwise, it's not a bad thing.
No, I read it. I mean, there's obviously conspiracy theorists out there, but I read it as that it's so volatile, they don't want to now like lend credit on it. And the thing is, someone pointed out, well, you can't buy shares on credit either. So it's not really lessening the investment potential, because it's the same with shares, just leveling the playing field a little bit. But it always seems to be bad news comes out on bad news days.
Well, the China news is probably really more. But
so the Chinese, what, they're banning it completely? What's going on there?
Well, you know, they already did it. They already banned it. But what Chinese people did was they switched to accounts in Korea and Japan, and they used a VPN to trade. And so now they're banning that. I'm not sure how they're going to police it, but
Yeah. But surely Chinese, they're geniuses with numbers and money. Surely they're behind the blockchain. They love the... I mean, are they behind the... Because I know India
they
recently
are.
Came out
they
and said...
They don't want to bat. I think this is complete FUD. This news in the South Chinese, I think it's rubbish. They don't want to ban it. They want to control it and collect taxes from it. And, you know, but they have very tight currency controls in China. And so this is potentially a loophole around it.
Yeah.
I think they just want to... They want to close the door before the horse horse bolts. So.
Yeah. Is the horse not bolted yet? He's had a bit of a long time. What's he doing?
Well,
just chewing away,
eh? To be honest, I think he's just got his one foot left back, but we'll see.
Well, you shouldn't shut the door then. He'll injure him. He won't be bolting. He'll be limping away. Talking about injured animals, just then, while we were setting up, I had a big knock on my door. I thought, what's going on? So I stood by the door, it's a window door in my office, looked outside, a little bird had just flown straight into the window. And he was, like, obviously stunned. And I'm just thinking, that's true. You know, man-made windows, obviously, and birds know what they are. Birds are just flying along nicely, and it's like hitting an invisible force field. So the bird's on the floor, thinking, what the heck was
today?
That? What?
Maybe he was snow blind. Have you got snow today?
No, I haven't got snow, no. But you imagine just running on the road there and just hitting an invisible force field and be on the floor and thinking, what the heck was that? That's what it's like for a bird. And now it must knock his confidence whenever he flies now, thinking, hang on a sec, I was just flying around last time. Something just hit me. I don't know what the heck it was. Will I hit another invisible force field? Anyway, we've gone from stocks to birds, from Bitcoin to birds. I don't know how we've done that. But, so I know recently that India said they're a big fan of the blockchain technology, but not a big fan of Bitcoin. And so I wonder if China's the same, saying that we understand Bitcoin, a blockchain, because I obviously think blockchain is going to be massive, huge in the future. But cryptocurrencies themselves, I'm not a huge fan of those, because some of them are just trying to earn money and they have no sort of intrinsic value, really, some of these companies. But I do like the blockchain.
There's complete scammers out there.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into stocks anyway. Let's go for the first one is ARC Minerals. It was Ortac Minerals. It changed the name. ARCM on the ticker. What do you reckon, Nicker?
ARCM since November has been in a wedge consolidation, sideways, completely flat moving averages, and we're kind of oscillating between 2.5 and 3. The low of the range, though, is 1.9, and I think that we should have, we potentially could see one more dip to the 618 fib retrace of the entire rally, and that's at 1.8. If you get a dip to 1.8, I think it's a bargain gift. Take it.
Yeah, do you know what? These down days, I mean, generally, I know I've talked to several people who talk about market makers, you know, in the market, and they, literally, they will move a stock down. Now, if it's bad sentiment around, they move it down on no volume, and people will sell, you know? And so they do that on purpose. So you've got, I mean, if you're an investor or long-term investor, you have to have confidence, you know, and conviction in your stock picks if you've done research. Because sometimes, if you've got a bit of cash in your portfolio, which you should have, I mean, if you've got a bit of discipline, I try and keep 10% minimum of cash in my portfolio. This is the time to take advantage on topping up on stocks you really like, you know, because when they move them down on days like this, you can do that. So don't be, you know, long-term, it's fine. This is sort of short-term trading. Okay, so...
So 1.8 in ARC is a screaming buy. Then I think if we get back up and a daily close back above 3.0 is a bullish breakout, and I'm looking for new highs above 3.75 to probably 6.87, potentially big round number 10 could be my target for this one.
Next one is Horizonte Minerals, HZM, the nickel development company, and they're pleased to announce that they've done a sort of a trial excavation program, pre-mining diamond drilling and a test pit with 27,000 tonnes of ore mined. So they're going through this big sort of trial before the pre-feasibility study comes out. The feasibility study comes out. It's, you know, heck, a compelling story here, this is. They're a massive asset here, tier one asset. And what are the market cap at the moment? It's 60 million market cap, but it could be multiples of that in the coming years. But Nick, what do you reckon? So obviously nickel is one of those elements needed for the electric vehicle revolution, you know? But what do you reckon on the chart, Nick?
Okay, for me, I'm looking at a weekly chart, and that's what we're looking at. When we, at the end of the year, start of the year, we banged our head on the lows from January 2014. That was quite an important support and resistance level. So we're having a little bit of a pullback. I'm looking for two waves of pullback, and then I think back to retest 5.25. My stock, my first target for this one is still 8.43. So I think this is buy dips. But if we look at the RSI, you know, on the weekly, we got quite oversold and we're coming back, and the same on the daily. So if, you know, I think a little bit of patience and a pullback to the lows in the RSI, we're not quite there yet. That'll be your timing for when is it time for this one to go up again.
Okay.
Definitely bigger picture. It's bullish. All the moving averages say it is. It's just we need a bit of a rest.
Okay, you haven't retweeted my tweet. You're millions of followers, Nick. I just noticed that. That's
Okay, hold on a minute. I shall speak to my assistant about not retweeting tweet to your millions of followers. Okay, perhaps he'll get the hint and do it now.
It may be too late now. Anyway,
let me look now. I'll find it. Okay, the next one is Modern Water.
Yeah.
Modern Water?
Modern Water. It's like a 80s sort of band, isn't it? What are they called? True Romantic bands. Modern Water. I don't know why that is. But MWG did an excellent contract last week with an agency, and it was like worth 22 million, and that was smaller than the market cap, and obviously spiked up. But it's come down, and I'm thinking, hang on, what's going on here? And I've read through the contract a couple of times. I don't really know the company that well. But I don't understand why it's come down, because if you look at it, that contract, and it's over several years, but it's still bigger than the size of the company. You know, it's actually almost double the size of the company. So I don't know what's going on here. There may be a lot of potential still here to be realised. But I have to do your own research, obviously, everyone. So MWG, I don't hold, by the way. MWG, what do you reckon, nickel on the chart?
MWG has made a lovely breakout above the 200-day moving average, above all of the moving averages, you know, in a huge spike all the way up to 18.5. I think it's coming back to retest a pivot level. That pivot level's at 0.45 and the 200-day moving average, and that's your buy entry. And I think it's a screaming buy there for another swing higher. I would like to see this one go to 50% of the entire drop. And so that level gives us, I'm just drawing it now, 22.97. So 23 is my upside target for Modern Water next.
Marvellous. Do you know what? Next stock is a stock I was literally seconds away from pressing the buy on about a year back, and I didn't get to it. N4 Pharma. And literally, of late, they've been doing very well. And it's one of those ones that I regret missing out on, you know. But I will not buy a spike. I will not go for it. And so I'm sitting back. I put a price alert on it. I want it to come back to certain levels by before I even entertain investing. But it's shaping up to be a decent company. So it's N4P is the ticker. Look at that. Yeah, see that chart zooming up there? I will not buy that spike. It can go miles high. I don't care. I will not jump on there. I will not suffer fear of missing out. Go on. What do you reckon?
Okay, so on Friday, we closed above. There was major resistance at 24.8, 24.9. And on Friday, we broke through it and closed above it. What I'd like to see is it come back and retest it to prove that we can hold it as support before we continue higher. So I'm looking for a pullback to 24.8 or not. Or it might come a bit lower than that. You know, it could come back to like 23, but I don't want the daily close below 24.8. And then I think we continue higher to 37 from here.
Lovely. Morning, Lee. Morning, Mark.
That's hello, Lee.
People
hello,
on the Facebook live there. Welcome along. And we did sort of, we treat a bit. I've seen people join. You've got so many followers, Nick, on Twitter. You are like a goddess of the
I think they're probably crypto people hoping that we'll talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, maybe you should recover what you think the support levels are of that.
And I just think we're really close to a bottom. I think somewhere, if we're looking in US dollars, Bitcoin is going to make about decent bounce from somewhere between 7,200, 7,400. You know, it's crypto, so it could be a bit spiky and have a spike through, but I think we're in the zone where we could see a decent bottom and a rally from here to at least sort of 12,000.
Yeah, well, listen, you say we're close to a bottom. I'm always close to a bottom. I'm using one. I'm sitting on one right now. So there we are. Hey! Okay, last one is Borders and Southern. Doing very well. BOR is the ticker there. B-O-R.
Right. And you know, when you look at this. Yeah, tell me about this stock then.
Do you know, listen, there's this guy that follows this stock, and he's quite funny, actually. He's only into all stocks, pretty much. But every now and again, he messaged me, private messaged me on Twitter, and he says, hi. And he doesn't say anything, right? So rather than, you know, if you're messaging someone, you...
He messages me too.
Yeah. If you message someone, right, you basically give him the whole conversation in that message, and you let him get back. And he waits for me to say hi back to him. Hi. And
I know.
And he says, have you looked at Ball recently? And literally will not respond. And if I go back to him and say hi back to him, he's been banging on about this company, Fairplay, for a while, and he has pointed out the fundamentals here, and it's re-rated to Fairplay, but it's one of those things where it's gone too quickly for me. I will not have fear of missing out. I will not jump in on the spike. So it's risen too quickly too. And also, there's a lot of stocks on my watch list, you know. So sorry I didn't get around to it earlier, and I've missed out because of that. But anyway, Borders and Southern Petroleum, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Do you know, this one is a really good lesson about what happens at a 200-day moving average, because we get above the 200 moving average here on the 4th of January, and then we pull back and we spend a week just sitting on the 200 moving average, and then off we go. We haven't looked back since. On the daily, I can make an argument this is quite overbought and tipping over, and approaching really important resistance at 5. You can see these lows all the way back to 2015 and the highs that we made last year in February. So we are approaching major resistance. I'm looking for some consolidation here. But what's exciting me about this one is if I go to the weekly, here we are at the weekly 200 moving average. And last week, we closed above the weekly 200 moving average. I think that what we might do here, because we are quite overbought, is do, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of sideways consolidation at this level, just like we did in February. But this time, with the support of the weekly 200 moving average, I think we continue higher. We're going between support and resistance levels. My next target on the upside is 8.99. And then I think we go to 13.62 next. The first Fib target in this one is massive. Mm-hmm. It's all the way at 33. So we'll go step by step. I'm going to say 9. And then 13.6 next. But expect some sideways trading now, just to work off these very overbought conditions before we go higher.
Okay, I did a little survey on Bitcoin earlier saying, thoughts on Bitcoin, please. Is this fall in its price A, option one, correction by the dip, or second option, bursting bubble? And so far, 43% think it's a correction, and 57% think it's a bursting bubble. But
that's quite good. Then I have hope for a bottom. What we need is more people to think it's a bursting bubble. And it's that, you know, whenever I've said anything bullish about it lately on Twitter, everybody tells me how it's all over and we're going to, you know, much lower. And so, you know, maybe I'm okay with being wrong. I know it's an important level. Below 7,000, then I think we'll see people's 5,500 level. But I think it would be extraordinary if we didn't bounce here first.
Yeah, okay. And but do you know what? I'm a big fan of the blockchain technology. I think it will be a major player in the future. But of course, but what the only thing I have an issue with, like I said, is the valuations of some of these cryptocurrencies. You know, and I think that's out of kilter with what we've known for years and years and years and years. And whenever people say, no, this time it's different, that's always a red flag to me, you know, because we've had that over the years. People say, no, this time it's different. It's not. It never is. It's just the valuations of these need to come back a bit, I think. But blockchain, yeah, it's here to stay, you know, definitely. Nicola.
And people should get their money ready for BT because we're nearly at that 235.
Oh, didn't mention that.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, thanks. If you want to see this video, by the way, if you're listening on the podcast, go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.